Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So, you know, when I look at this, I think of what Trump has to do. And quite frankly, I think that the best thing he could do is just let Kamala Harris speak. Just let her speak. Let her rip. You know what I mean? I wish he would just say, you know what? I'll give up some of my time to Kamala. Just ask her more about what she believes
in. Hand her the microphone. Let her bury herself.
Yeah, well, I think getting at what she believes in is really the heart of this whole question here. I mean, there's all this talk of a quote-unquote viral moment, but what I think is more important for Kamala Harris is actually what comes after that, because she has yet to personally disavow any of the radical far-left policy she supported for 30 years in office. And then all of a sudden, we're supposed to believe 2 weeks ago she had this revelation and everything she's ever believed in is just completely fake. It's totally unbelievable because she still holds these radical policies. We've seen it from her time as vice president, from her time as senator. So there's been a lot of talk about these viral moments that she's had in the past, and I think that's even a generous term for them. I think what's more important is what Kamala Harris says after, because we deserve answers on why she's lying to the American people about her policies.
Well, but, and this brings in, as far as, I know David Muir will be there and with ABC News. And so the questions matter. The follow-up questions matter. Trump's microphone will be muted. And so obviously she'll be able to hear him, right? So if he says something under his breath, she can hear him. The audience won't. But what do you expect to see from the commentators, from the questioners at ABC?
Well, I hope to see fair questions. I mean, we're not necessarily hold our breath here. We'll see what actually ends up happening, because too often when we have these debates, it ends up being two versus Trump, three versus Trump, depending on how many moderators there are. President Trump, being the skilled debater he is, comes out ahead in these debates, even though he's battling both the moderator and his opponent. But I hope the moderators are fair. That's what they should be. That's what the American people deserve. But the American people are also smart. They're going to see these answers from the candidates, and they're going to be able to tell that disconnect. Kamala Harris, for example, has been going out there saying she's going to lower costs as a day one priority. Well, day one for her was almost 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And what have we seen? Costs up 20%. The American people are smart. They're going to see the disconnect between what Kamala Harris is saying and the results of her policies, which we've already been living under for almost 4 years.
You know, one thing, Tommy, that I see for Trump is that he is fueled and energized by an audience, right? A lot of support, even the cheers. And so it'll be quiet there in the National Constitution Center, right? We don't have the studio audience. We don't have Kamala supporters, but especially we don't have the Trump supporters. How does that impact Trump and the way that he conducts himself in a debate? Because in the past, he had some great moments during debates when supporters, you know, would cheer for him, that sort of thing.
Well, there's absolutely no question that President Trump has an amazing base of support. We see that all the time when he goes around the country at these rallies. The movement to save America is growing by the day, and people getting involved from all different types of demographics that used to be Democrat, from cities that used to be Democrat, politicians that used to be Democrat now joining this movement because it's a movement for all Americans. And I think what we're going to see, though, is President Trump going to that debate backed up not only with his amazing skill as a debater, but with the record of success. I mean, we saw that with the debate against Joe Biden, the most dominating debate victory in presidential politics, literally forcing Joe Biden out of the contest for president because of that debate victory. President Trump has the record and the facts to back up what he's saying. And that ultimately, in my mind, is the big advantage that we have on our side with President Trump and the Republicans, is that our policies actually work. Our policies, when they're implemented, actually help people. Kamala Harris has to spin her way out of inflation, the worst border crisis in U.S. history, the world in chaos on the brink of World War III. So I think President Trump's going to go into that debate. He's going to have those facts. He's going to have the record. And he's going to have that vision to make sure we get back to a secure border, a safe world, a prosperous economy. And again, he has the facts to back it up. We know his policies work, and that's the big advantage he has.
Yeah, the disadvantage for Trump, and frankly, any conservative or any Republican, but especially anybody who is a MAGA Republican, right? Because they want to vilify us. That is, you know, something that we've established. So the big advantage here is that he's up against a so-called mainstream network that in the past has shown its bias. And how does he get around that? A, and B, Are you a little worried that, you know, Kamala Harris or the commentators could trigger him with one of their statements?
Well, I think kind of two things. First, President Trump is an amazing communicator. He's the best communicator of his vision. And so he speaks directly to the American people, whether it's going to be on that debate stage or whether it's through his Truth Social account or whether it's at rallies. He knows how to connect with the American people because he's speaking to their concerns. We're going to be coupling that with our world-class digital social media operation, our world-class communications operation, to make sure we're cutting through the noise, cutting through the fake news, making sure people get the facts they need, calling out Kamala Harris's lies in real time. I encourage everyone listening to follow at Trump War Room if they're able to see those real-time fact checks of Kamala Harris. So we're going to be cutting through that noise. And I think it goes back to something I was mentioning earlier, where the American people are smart. Just think of all the glowing coverage that Kamala Harris has received since being installed as a Democrat nominee. And yet President Trump has the momentum. President Trump is leading. President Trump is expanding the electoral map. And I think that speaks to the fact that even though we have this biased fake news media, we see the American people looking at their lives, looking at the policies, and seeing the disconnect between what Democrats are telling them and seeing how President Trump is actually speaking to their concerns, actually has solutions. So, of course, you know, going against the fake news media is always a challenge. It's always something we got to do. But the American people are smart. They know what policies they want to see. And I think we're going to see that coming out of this debate.
And for you personally, I mean, are you advising President Trump to go with these influencers? I'm a mom of, you know, teenage sons. And I was amazed that they said, oh, yeah, I heard Trump talking. And I said, what? And they were with, you know, influencers that I really don't listen to, hadn't really spent much time thinking about. But for my sons, they and all their friends are talking about it. And so what about, you know, somebody in your generations, you know, your generation, your advice as far as Trump? Are you advising him to go on with a Joe Rogan, MMA? You know, all of this has the attention of that critical, you know, 18, I would say demographic of 18 to 32 year olds, especially young men.
Well, I think one of the advantages President Trump has is that he's speaking to the future. So President Trump is going out there, he's speaking directly to the American people. And one of the ways he does that, one of the ways he gets around the fake news media is these hour-long interviews he's having with people across these different platforms, people that maybe don't tune into politics that often, you know, maybe are just tuning in now. He's going out there and he's talking to them. And he's talking about their real concerns for hours on end. And think of the contrast to Kamala Harris, who can barely do a 16-minute joint interview on a friendly CNN platform while President Trump's going out there and speaking to people. I think the big thing that President Trump is doing so amazing here is he is, before even people search for information, he's on these platforms, right? He's on, he had the most successful launch of a TikTok account and of any political candidate on the platform's history. So when people go and they look for these things, he's already there. So people can see his message, can see what he's discussing with these different influencers, these different podcasts. He's cutting through the fake news, getting his message out there. He's going to keep on doing that because that's one of the areas that he really does thrive in, as he does in so many different areas, but making sure he's out there talking to people, reaching directly to the American people, even on platforms where people don't usually discuss politics, because that's part of making sure we bring in the next generation and into the Republican Party and into the movement to save America.
And so what issue for you personally do you hope that he's able to touch on tomorrow night and tomorrow night's debate as you look at it, especially to grab maybe different groups of voters who are not those political people, whether they're young men? I think that you've done a great job with getting the attention of young men, but how do you get those different, you know, groups of voters who are on the fence? Nearly 30% polled say they need to learn more about Kamala Harris. What do you hope to hear from Trump tomorrow night that may convince that 28 to 30% who are apparently, reportedly, on the fence?
Well, there are really so many issues that touch the American people in really profound ways. But for me, one of the most important is this idea of the American dream, something that has been foundational to what it means to be an American, the ability to get ahead, to afford a home, to start a family. And what we have seen under Kamalaomics is that the American dream is becoming unaffordable. We're seeing the housing market unaffordable in 99% of the zip codes in this country. We're seeing the savings rate, which is so necessary to start a family or even to save for a down payment. The saving rate, especially among young Americans, is plummeting. We're seeing more Americans now concerned about affording their monthly expenses than saving for retirement. The first time that's happened in American history. The American dream under Kamalaomics is becoming unaffordable for millions. And that goes directly to what it means to prosper in this country, to have a prosperous economy. The contrast with what President Trump was able to do when he was in office about expanding the American dream to now is really stark. And President Trump laying out that vision, I think it's an appeal to Americans of all demographics, but especially young Americans, Americans looking to start that family, buy a home, get into this American experiment, the American dream, making sure they're part of this future, part of this prosperous economy that we should have, and making sure we get back to that. I think that is so important. It's something that President Trump speaks to often, and I expect him to speak to it as well during the debate.
So what I hear you saying, and we appreciate you joining us, Tommy Pigott, who's RNC Strategic Communications Director. What I hear you saying is Trump has talked a lot about Reagan, and that's Reagan-esque to express hope and hopefulness. And so that's the balance that I hear you saying. On one hand, to bash the current administration. On the other hand, to express some hopeful and positive energy.
And I think that comes into the idea of President Trump having that record of success. Mm-hmm. When we look at the economy, when we see prices increasing 20%, when we see the housing market so unaffordable, and you contrast that with what President Trump was able to do, we know the path to get back there. We just need President Trump back in office to do that. And I think that really appeals to a lot of Americans who are not able to save right now, who are struggling to make ends meet because of surging energy costs, because of surging food costs, because of surging rent costs. We need to get those costs under control. We need to have real wages rising again. President Trump has the vision and pathway to get there. He actually, for example, just outlined in a major economic speech his vision to do just that, lowering energy costs, yes, reining in government spending. Common sense things that we need to get back to that only President Trump can get done, because what we see from Kamala Harris is doubling down on the exact same policies that have made families so much worse off than when she took office.
Yeah, and especially here in Pennsylvania, some people are paying more than 40% in their PECO or their power bill. I know I'm a Philadelphia resident. I don't even want to talk about my PECO bill. But until next time, RNC Strategic Communications Director Tommy Pigott, thanks so much for being here this morning, giving us some of these insights into tomorrow night.
Thanks for having me on.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.